Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
He's talking about destroying your dreams and ending your way of life.
All those mornings I was late for work, remind me.
Justice for General Michael Flynn.
Look, I think Roger Stone was treated very unfairly. They used more men to go and get Roger Stone than I think they used on the Osama bin Laden raid.
He plagiarized from me, but he can never pull it off. He likes plagiarizing.
The president has been a failure in every way.
So why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed.
No.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Okay, what a wild weekend this was when it comes to national news and legal stuff. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox one more time. And once again, you can get Mark back tomorrow, actually. Over the weekend, President Trump announcing that, was it a pardon or was, I guess he was commuting the sentence of Roger Stone. And of course, that sets off everybody. So who to talk to about that? How about the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky? Hans, good to talk to you. It's been a while since you and I have chatted.
It is, Mike, but good morning.
Hello. And okay, so when I saw that the president, the announcement came regarding Roger Stone, that came out on Friday night, Friday evening, and I thought, yeah, that sounds about right for an announcement like that, but it's not going to go away over the weekend. When you heard that news from a legal perspective, what were your thoughts? And then from a, I guess, an overall policy approach of the president, was this a smart move on his part?
Well, everyone needs to understand that commuting sentences, pardoning individuals is entirely within the prerogative of the president. There's only one limit on the powers, pardon powers of the president on the Constitution. The only thing he can't do is pardon somebody who's being impeached. But other than that, he can do whatever he wants with this. And look, the way I looked at this is I kind of looked at it in perspective. You know, what did he do? Well, he commuted the sentence of an elderly, first-time nonviolent offender. I compared that to what Barack Obama did before he left office, where he literally commuted the sentence of hundreds of drug dealers, letting them back out on the street, or Bill Clinton, who, if you remember, pardoned an international fugitive, Mark Rich, after he gave huge amounts of money to the Democratic Party, and also pardoned a dozen unrepentant, dangerous Puerto Rican terrorists. And I don't seem to recall Nancy Pelosi expressing much concern over those pardons and commutations.
Yeah, that's true. I don't say normally I come up with a witty follow-up question, but yeah, no, that makes absolute sense. So let me ask you a little bit about elections as well. Push for mail-in voting on during the coronavirus pandemic. We've got that on the Missouri side here. I'm looking at your Twitter right now, and somebody is actually saying in North Carolina there were double votes, and does that have to do with mail-in ballots as well?
Well, yes, because if you're registered more than one and you're one of these states that is going to switch to an all-mail election, what they do in states with all-mail elections is they simply mail an absentee ballot out to every registered voter. Well, if you're mistakenly or illegally registered more than once in your state, guess what? You're going to get two or three ballots. And you'll be able to fill them out and mail them all back in.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that, at least on the Missouri side of our listening audience here, is that there's a temporary allowance for basically no-excuse absentee voting, but most people have to go get their ballot notarized, their signature notarized on their ballot. There's a few exceptions for people who don't have to do that. And that seems like a reasonable compromise to me for 1 year during the pandemic, and then things go back to normal. But some states, I guess it's Oregon and some others, are saying, no, let's just do everything by mail-in ballot. And the argument is, you know what, there really isn't any more voter fraud than there are in traditional in-person voting. Does that claim hold water with you?
Well, they don't have anything in place to detect fraud in a real way. And again, I'll give you a quick example of that. Some years ago, I was in Oregon at a meeting of national election officials, and the head of Oregon Elections was up there talking about how wonderful their system was and how they don't have any fraud. And an election official from another state leaned over to me and said, well, my sister-in-law lives in Oregon, and the last election she voted three times. And I said, well, how did she do that? Well, She voted her ballot that she got in her mail. She forged her husband's signature and voted his ballot that they got in the mail. And she voted a third ballot because she was registered both under her married name and her maiden name. And Oregon had no idea that any of that had happened.
Yeah, because the ballots that were mailed back in matched the records that they had. So
yeah,
under their records, everything was as it should have been.
That's right. And keep in mind, every primary that's been held in recent weeks, Wisconsin, D.C., Maryland, have had huge problems with there were big increases in absentee ballots, and they had huge problems because many voters didn't get their ballots in the mail in time to vote them. And if you think that's a problem now, wait till what will happen if, in fact, they switch entirely to all-mail balloting.
Yeah, I there are some election changes that I'm totally on board with. Some people say move it to the weekend, make it easier to vote. I have no issue with that, you know, obviously whatsoever. Even some people say make it a holiday. I'm not wild about the idea, but I just don't care. But the push for online and mail-in voting to me is basically begging for fraud and problems.
Yeah, and that's going on right now. Again, folks doubt that. Google what's happening in Paterson, New Jersey, where they've just suspended the results of their municipal city elections because apparently there was massive fraud. They decided to go to an all-mail election. They've already arrested four locals, and it looks like they were doing everything from stealing people's ballots out of their mailboxes to forging signatures on absentee ballots.
Wow. All right, Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Always good to talk to you again, Hans. So heritage.org, and I guess we can find you on Twitter as well.
Yep, you sure can. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Hans. All right, still ahead here. We've got still got your chance to weigh in on how political do your purchases get. We had a couple people, I think, wanted to weigh in on that before we started talking to Hans. So 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. Now your groceries are political, apparently, which is ridiculous, in my opinion. But there are cases to be made. We had the one call that made a real good case for not buying, you know, Nike shoes, and she didn't like the way they were doing business. Makes sense to me. How much thought do you put into that when you go shopping, whether it's for clothes or groceries or whatever the case is? And And, of course, we've also got the situation of the McCloskeys here in St. Louis. They were actually served a search warrant. Kimberly Gardner is going after them. Not so much after the people that were violently attacking peaceful prayers at the statue. No, no, no. Go after the people who defended their property. We'll get your thoughts on that. I've got the details just ahead. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, the fact is that the president has been a failure in every way. Right from the start, his denial, calling it a hoax, his delay, and all the rest have gotten us into a very bad place.
I got to tell you, if you think that the president is responsible for the pandemic that's gone around the world, then that should tell you that the presidency is way too powerful of a position and we need to make the case for small government. But I'm also going to point out that a virus can't be contained by legislation.
That is true.
Yeah. I'm Mike Ferguson. It is 6:24. Still a little bit later on, we're going to hear the announcement of the Redskins changing their team name. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago, Dan Snyder, the team owner, was just digging his heels in. He said, no way, no how, I'm not changing that name. And so now he's been hitting the wallet pretty hard because Amazon, Walmart, Target, all these different major retail outlets that, you know, they say we're taking down anything that has to do with the team merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And so that stings, you know, the FedEx, which owns the, or names the stadium that they play in, trying to put pressure on him. You know, some other teams may, Cleveland Indians may. I don't think we're going to see the Chiefs change their name. That's just my guess out there. So we'll find out. I don't know. If we find out what the new team name is before the end of this program, we'll talk about that and what you think about that. But I still am interested, and we had some folks that wanted to weigh in on this. So give me a call, 314-241-9797. Or 866-455-9797. How political are your purchasing decisions? And we had the one call that says, I will never buy this brand of shoes because they're hypocritical. They talk about human rights, but their shoes are made in sweatshops. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And it wasn't the answer we were expecting.
No, we were expecting because of the whole Colin Kaepernick stuff with that particular brand. But the reason it came up is because as we headed into the weekend, the owner, the CEO of Goya Foods, and I know there's a lot of people who once something hits the news, they're suddenly experts on all of the topics. I don't know anything about Goya Foods other than I've learned that it is the largest Hispanic-owned food product in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the current CEO's grandfather came to the United States, started the company. It's incredibly successful. Apparently, it's really popular in Hispanic, Latino communities. which means it's probably pretty tasty. You know, it's like when you, you know, look for, if you want authentic ethnic food of any kind, look for what the people of that tradition are eating, and that's going to be your best stuff. And so Robert Unanu, I think that's how you pronounce his name, he announced that he really likes President Trump when he was at the White House. And so now there's people demanding that you boycott Goya Foods. Now, one, I think it's stupid. The guy is a businessman, and he said nice things about President Obama when he met with President Obama over, you know, regulatory issues and probably trade issues and probably taxes and who knows what else. But he was very complimentary, borderline praising Donald Trump. And that's got, you know, Julian Castro. It's got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Among those calling for a boycott of the minority-owned business. And nobody seems to see the double standard in this. I mean, if a conservative organization demands a boycott of a minority-owned business, it doesn't matter what the reason is. The headline is simply, conservative calls for boycott of minority-owned business. Well, now it's something totally different. Now it's, you know, CEO praises Trump, faces backlash from public or something like that. I mean, that's how the headlines are written. And I'm still trying to figure out why we make so much of our purchasing decisions political. And Denise, you and I were talking earlier that, you know, the company's really got to go pretty far out of the way for me to say, OK, I'm kind of done with you.
Yes.
And there's you know, there's a couple that I, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, if I got the choice, I'll go there versus you. But I know people that are constantly looking for things to be offended by, and not just on the left, on the right. And
yeah,
I'm
I couldn't keep up.
There's no way.
There's no way I could keep up. And if I only bought things from people that I agreed with or hadn't done something in there, I wouldn't. I don't know what I'd be able to buy. There's enough. There aren't enough hours in the day for me to be able to know what.
And you don't know anymore, too, because I'm not on. I'm not on Facebook, but I'm on Instagram. So that's owned by Facebook,
right? Yeah.
And so you don't know who owns who.
And that's the thing is, I don't
It's too complicated.
I don't really care. Now, if they're, you know, into terrible human rights abuses or something and that comes to light, okay, well, we can buy something from somewhere else. That's
TikTok's
not a big deal.
Owned by the Chinese government?
And, you know, I kind of brought that up to my daughter, who's 21, over the weekend, because we just talked to Jim Carafano the other day.
Yeah.
And he said no responsible adult should be on TikTok if you knew what they do and it's data mining and... Of course, my daughter is the one who is like posting pictures of the cat and all this kind of stuff. And I said, yeah, here's
it's
what
still
they,
fun.
I know. I said, yeah, here's what one of the top foreign policy analysts in the world told me the other day about TikTok.
Well, and, then that you just ruined it right there.
No,
talking to your 21.
And because that was
she like, whatever, I'm going to continue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thanks for the policy.
Yeah.
Dad.
She had that half eye roll, half snarl look on her face that college kids get.
But it is true.
And it was like. Yeah, let me show you this video of my friend and I going through a drive-thru, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm like, okay, you know, well, I guess if they're going to mine Amber's data, they're not going to get anything interesting right now.
But they know where she shops and what she does.
Yep, exactly. So how political are your purchases? I just can't get that worked up over it on day-to-day stuff. Maybe businesses should stick to business and politics should stick to politics, but that's just me.
You're funny.
I know. I am Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. The number here, 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. Let's chat over the next rest of the morning here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joe Biden saying he is going to end shareholder capitalism. You are all shareholder capitalists. He's talking about destroying your dreams and ending your way of life.
6:38, I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox one more time. A little bit later on here. So there finally is some movement on prosecution or at least investigation of some of the conflicts that have happened in St. Louis. Yep, that's right. An investigation and a search warrant issued for the people who defended their property. They were served one. The McCloskeys served a search warrant over the weekend or as we headed into the weekend. So I've got the details on that. Get your thoughts on that. Still no word on any search or arrest warrants for the people who actually committed violence in the city of St. Louis. That's all still ahead. All right. Joined now by Rasa Kay. Top of the morning to you, Rasa.
Well, good morning.
So what is new as we head into another crazy week of whatever? I can't even keep up. It's just like every day gets weirder and weirder in 2020.
Oh, hey, every Monday, it's like, what fresh hell is this, right?
That's right. <yeah. laughs>
That's putting it nicely.
The one thing we just can't do is say, oh, I've seen it all now, because 2020 takes that as a challenge at this point. No.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you think you've seen it all? How about murder hornets? No, you've seen it all. Let's have a sandstorm from the Sahara. Oh, no, you've seen it all. Hey, let's do bubonic plague now. So everybody just stop saying we've seen it all, because we don't know what could possibly be in store. It'll be like from that Brendan Fraser movie, The Mummy, or something. There's going to be like characters running on the side of the walls of the buildings or something like that if we keep this up.
You know, people have like their special handshakes. We just need a 2020 shrug.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
Well, listen, we are entering the second quarter earnings season. 27 S&P 500 companies are reporting results this week, beginning with big banks. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo opening their books tomorrow, followed by Goldman Sachs on and Morgan Stanley and Bank of America on Thursday. So we get results from PepsiCo today. We'll find out about the snack food we've all been eating in lockdown. Investors are increasingly worried about climate change and its financial impact. Missouri's three biggest electricity providers top a nationwide list of regulated utilities that face the greatest threats from prolonged hot weather. Moody's Investor Service says rising temperatures are projected to stress Missouri's power system more than any other state's, driving up days at peak demand, increasing the frequency of rolling blackouts, and making it harder for utilities to cool power plants. So everybody, let's do that 2020 shrug right now. The Wall Street Journal reports Target told a leading online news publisher last month not to run its ads and stories related to the Black Lives Matter movement. Articles mentioning police brutality victims were off limits, as were any with the word protests. Target says block lists respect the sensitivity of the issue and avoid the appearance of exploiting tragedies, but news publishers say it's punishing them for covering the stories, and since they earn less money from content without the ads. The president of the American Federation of Teachers Union says there is no way schools will reopen full-time in the fall. Randy Weingarten says they'd need massive funding to safely continue operating under public health standards. The School Superintendents Association estimates necessary protective measures in schools would cost, on average, about $1.8 million per school district. Sears has repeatedly declined to provide details on its remaining store count, referring back to its statement from November about 189 locations that'll close. But Forbes reports sources tracking the remaining stores with information from job websites and other means estimate after this summer, there will be 61 full-line Sears and 34 Kmart stores operating in the U.S. after Labor Day. Following the havoc wreaked by Hurricane Maria in 2017, President Trump reportedly looked at selling Puerto Rico. Former Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke tells the New York Times Trump was looking at Puerto Rico's troubles like a businessman and addressing it with business tactics. Despite raising the proposition, Duke says it wasn't seriously considered. And just to be thorough, kids, I did try and find out what would Puerto Rico be worth on the open market. And the closest I could find on Answers.com is someplace between $13 and $27 billion.
Wow.
If it were available.
Yeah, I'd never heard. I don't think that the president can sell off territories, but that's just my, you know, they didn't cover that in Schoolhouse Rock when I was a kid.
They also didn't cover jokes and offhand remarks.
I guess so. That's right.
You know?
Yeah. And I thought that was interesting regarding the Sears and Kmart, because I have not seen a Sears or a Kmart in years. I didn't even know they were still around at all other than Sears Online.
Oh, yeah. They're scattered around the country, and there is one more round of closures coming.
Yeah.
So there.
And apparently there's actually still one Blockbuster left as well. Talking about throwback stores.
I think
stores.
It's Alaska.
Well, that would make sense.
I know it's in the upper northwest.
Yeah.
So, okay, listen, throwbacks. If you guys have any unopened video games lying around.
Yeah.
There was an unopened copy of a vintage Super Mario Brothers game. It sold for $114,000 over the weekend at an auction.
What?
Yeah. So if you're doing all that pandemic lockdown decluttering, be careful.
Wow.
Just dust it
you
off
find
and
some sort of hidden gem.
See what it's worth.
So there's some like 38-year-old guy in his mom's basement saying, "See, Mom, I told you this was going to be worth something. This was going to pay off someday."
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out sold for $50,000.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Glass
unopened,
Joe.
Just like the Barbie dolls, mm-hmm. Unopened.
Wow.
Man. All right, Russ Akay. Hey, thanks so much for the update.
Take care, guys.
All right. So, I remember Atari 2600.
Yeah.
You know, the one.
But it wasn't called Atari 2600 until they came out with the 5200? It was just called
Atari. It was just Atari.
Yeah,
it was like the one stick and the one button.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is all that it was. And even though there were some games I loved to play, after a few minutes, I'm like, I'm bored. I want to go outside.
Adventure.
Yeah. And then
Pac-Man was upside down.
That's Pac-Man. There was Pac-Man, and I remember Space Invaders was my game, and Breakout. My game. Yeah, and
you had to have the special. You had to have the special twisty.
The one that goes back and forth like the Pong.
Right,
thing.
And you could also play Olympics on that one.
Right. Yeah, and I think it came with like the tank game where you shot out the tanks and you hit it and it just spun around for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game that it came with, and then of course everybody got into making games and.
We still have a Sears over in Fairview Heights.
I did not know that.
And there are a couple Sears appliance repair stores.
Yeah, I think I remembered that. I just didn't know there was any like actual store.
I think it's in Fairview Heights. I think it's at the mall.
Hmm.
Mall?
I didn't What's know that? That.
Yeah, so there are still malls, much less there are Sears around. There are still malls happening?
St. Clair Mall.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Okay, so yeah, so much to cover here. The McCloskeys get served a search warrant. Yeah, that's what happens in the city of St. Louis. That's where the investigation happens. By the way, no arrest warrants that we know of for the people committing the violence against, peaceful praying Catholics at the St. Louis statue. But let's talk about the McCloskeys here. I'll explain that just ahead here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That closed the show on Friday night.
Nicely done, Brad Paisley.
Nicely done. Hey, it's almost 7 a.m. Why not?
Grab your long neck or your pint.
Okay, so just something I observed over the weekend. I played two baseball games in Sauget. At the old ballpark.
That's
there.
What they all say.
Yes, that's right. Well, it's funny.
I was playing baseball, honey.
Because I stopped in to fill up my gas tank with that whatever that gas station is there.
You're
on 3. Yeah, and
Route 3 Liquor and Lotto.
That one, yes, right there next to the diner.
Carl.
Yes.
And no, that's where we. Okay, when we were young, Denise, Missouri did not have the lottery. So you had to go to Route 3 Liquor and Lotto to get lottery tickets.
Okay.
So I'm filling up my car there with gas before I head out to the ballpark. And I'm just kind of watching the flashing sign there for all the, you know, the clubs and stuff back there. And it's like, this club closed until the time being, this club closed. And then there was the concert bar.
Pops.
And they said, open now Monday through Thursday, midnight to 8 a.m.
Okay.
That's about right.
Wow.
Well, see, Pops used to be 24 hours. Pops never closes. Except there was an hour. There was an hour that they couldn't sell beer to keep their liquor license, I believe. And so everyone ordered their beers at like 59. Enough to make it that hour.
I had just never heard, at least in like the Midwest. I mean, you know, when I'd be in L.A. or in, you know, the one time I went to Vegas or, you know, it was in other cities. Yeah, there were nightclubs and bars and everything that were late, but they don't open till midnight and they close at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's Pops.
Sounds
that's
like a hard. Good time.
That does not sound anything like I would expect less from Pops.
That's hardcore. That's I mean, I understand that they because I've never been out there, but I hear that they've got some pretty good rock and metal acts that come through. So one of these days I got to check them out.
Yeah, I've never been either.
Yeah.
Guar used to go to Pops.
Oh, Guar. Oh, man.
I saw Queensryche at Pops.
Really? That must be a bigger venue than I realized.
They had Moby there. That was they did that one outside.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've seen Queensryche before. They were, I mean, the original Queensryche.
Right, but this was the original Queensryche.
Okay, with Jeff Tate singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was years
Denise
ago.
Denise is like, you people.
That's right.
That's not there, my scene.
They have had artists that you would like out there before.
Okay. But I just have I've just never been.
You still
I
have to go to Saatchi.
Right.
Yeah, I would. I mean, my car is already kind of old and beat up. I got nothing to lose.
Why but not? If things aren't starting until midnight, I might not. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
That's
obviously.
That's what I was thinking. I saw that and I kind of did a double take and I'm thinking, wow, you don't even
it's
get
great that you
going.
Can make it from midnight to 8 in the morning. Man, if you can do that, props.
There's enough of a market to just be open midnight. Two.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, people are still getting married.
We're going to catch up with Rodney Boyd from Insider Talk here right after the news at the top of the hour. Then I really want to get your thoughts on this. Friday night, there's, of course, you want to have the Friday night when new things that are going to be in the news that might reflect badly on some politicians, they tend to do stuff on Friday night.
The news dump.
The news dump. Dump, take out the trash on Friday night is kind of the news phrase. And Friday night, the police executed a search warrant that came from, as we understand it, according to every news article I can find, that was initiated by Kim Gardner's office, from my understanding. And if I'm wrong about that, somebody out there correct me, but it doesn't look like it. And they went to the home of Mark and Patricia McCloskey looking for the guns that were now famously or infamously in those videos and pictures that they displayed when the protesters, the Black Lives Matter protesters, were marching through that private street, that private property right there. And again, it would just point out the hypocrisy of all this because there doesn't seem to be any investigation into who broke into that private area, ripping down the gates, kicking down the barriers around Lyda Crewson's house. Certainly not any investigation other than words on the people who went and violently attacked others at the St. Louis statue. But a couple displays their gun in a state with a castle doctrine, in a state where it is perfectly legal to do so, and they are being harassed, apparently, by the prosecuting attorney's office. So more details on that. We're going to talk to Rodney Boyd here in just a few minutes. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox. And when you're on Facebook, look up American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson. That's the syndicated weekend show that airs right here on 97.1 FM Talk every Sunday.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.